The opinions and ideas of the guests of Spooky Things with Sarah and Debbie are not necessarily that of the host or Web Radio Network staff. You're listening to Spooky Things with Sarah and Debbie on the Web Radio Network. And now, Sarah and Debbie.
Okay. Hi, everybody. This is Debbie from Spooky Things.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the show tonight.
Sarah.
This is Sarah. You there, Deb?
There.
I'm here.
I'm here.
I'm here too. You hear me?
Yeah, we're having a bit of trouble.
We're
having a little bit of. Is there a bit of a delay on here? Could that be what it is?
I can hear a few words of you, and then you kind of fade out, and then I can't hear you. Am I coming through okay, or what?
Yeah, I hear you clear.
Okay, but it sounds like I'm watching you, and I can't even figure out how to get my face back on there. But I'm hearing you, but it sounds like maybe from me to you, there may be a little bit of a delay.
That's what I was kind of wondering.
Wait, it says network error just popped up, so I'm not sure what that's about.
It could be on your end because I've got a clear connection here.
Okay, let me see what I can figure out here. Y'all just hang in with us. Deb, if you want to talk a few minutes, maybe I can go back out and come back in, and maybe that'll fix the problem.
Okay. Okay, let's do a little bit of a recap here. We went ahead and replayed the segment last week of our discussions with Mr. Ralph Sarchi. And that was such a wonderful, wonderful show. We really enjoyed his company that night, and he gave us amazing information. And Ralph is just a really, really, really good guy, and we look forward to bringing him back pretty soon. But we wanted to go on ahead and replay that for some of you that had missed it, because it really was an incredible show. And it was just as wonderful listening to it, you know, the second time around as when we actually did the show. How'd you do there, Sarah? Did you manage to get back in?
I am back in, but can you hear me okay now or what?
I guess she didn't. Are you there?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you pretty good. Can you hear us pretty good?
I can hear you now. So maybe what I did, maybe it fixed the problem. I'm not sure. Lord, you know I'm electronically dumb. So we'll see.
Well, let's go on ahead and cherry. Okay. So as some of you have seen the banners of the show tonight, the show that we're doing is something that actually is a fairly recent phenomenon, I guess you could say. And it's about what is called black-eyed children. This is actually a fairly recent recent thing that's gone on. However, Black Eyed Children actually goes, it dates back to prehistory times. But what we're hearing about is actually more recent, and I believe that it's been carried over since about the 1980s. So we're not talking about something that's hundreds of years old as far as, accounts that we're hearing about right now. But there are many legends and many stories about these black-eyed children and adults as well. But it really seemed to have become a major thing since the 80s. I if I'm not mistaken, it really got its beginnings, if I can say that, from a gentleman. It was what, in 1997 is when I believe that this stuff first became popular, I guess we can say. There is a gentleman here. That really, I think, first started checking them out. Actually, if I'm not mistaken, Sarah, what research did you do on this?
Well, I did some research, what I could, because of the chaos here this afternoon. But I linked the black-eyed children to Native Americanism, some other clans and tribes as well. So it's been around for, like you said, for a while. What I was seeing and reading before the chaos happened this afternoon. Nope, just lost my train of thought. Hold on, let me grab my senses together here. They're coming off as
Are you there?
children. Yeah, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Deb? Debbie? Okay, if everybody can hear me, I don't think Deb's able to hear me.
We're only hearing bits.
I couldn't hear you. What?
Okay, we're only hearing bits and pieces.
That's the way I'm getting you. When you try to talk to me, I'm getting like 2 to 3 words and then silence. Okay. Can you hear me? Hey, Stan, if you can hear me, I'm going to back out of the entire slot, the show, and try to come back in, okay, and see if we can't fix this problem. Y'all stay with us if you can hear me on the show. Don't give up on us. We're just having some technical difficulties right now. So we'll be right back momentarily. Thanks, guys.
Are you bothered by those blood-sucking, seductive jerk faces? New by Churchies comes Vamp Away. Tired of not being able to go outside at night? Tired of waking up with puncture holes in your neck before a meeting causing talk amongst your peers? Tired of waking up in a strange place not knowing where you are? Get your 24-ounce spray bottle of Savior. Blessed by the local clergy, you will be saved by our newest formula of Vamp Away. A little dab on your neck, wrists, and special places will ensure you won't become a victim of your local vamp community. Long gone are the days when you're just a blood bag. For only $6.66, you too can repel the bloodthirsty pests and sleep peacefully at night. Call now, 1-800-VAMP-AWAY. Again, that number is 1-800-VAMP-AWAY.
Are you looking for web design, press releases, blog posts, product descriptions, academic writing
to cheat in class,
social media marketing, and even logo design? Don't worry, there's a lot more, but I'm not going to list them right here. You need to visit Arden Marketing Enterprises at arden-ent.com. That's arden-ent.com. Or if you would like to speak personally to the owner of Arden Marketing Enterprises, call Teresa Fikes at 334-648-1214. Again, Teresa Fikes at 334-648-1214. Get on it.
Have you thought about becoming a published author? Don't have time around work, school, or family? Let us do the work for you. Save time by allowing eWriter Resources to work for you. You deserve the best online writing services available. Let us make your book and your dreams come true. Be a published author in 14 days when we custom ghostwrite your ebook. If you need an expert, allow us to handle your business writing and ebook. We are capable of creating ebook covers, websites, and all the content to go on it. Check us out at eWriterResources.com.
Lost loved ones, ready to finish that argument you knew you would win, but you croaked before you could prove your point? No worries. Adopt your Seance Sammy doll now. Set this yarn-made Sammy doll in the middle of the circle, and poof, your loved one transfers into the doll for you to do as you will. Yell, hug, kiss, smack, or burn. Take him to the movies, sleep with him, talk over tea, drown him with a pocket full of rocks. Get your Seance Sammy and begin your torturous healing today. And now, for those who prefer to talk to a female loved one that has passed, get your Seance Sally. All Seance Sammies and Sallies are subject to possession, and we hold no responsibilities for any and all mishaps dealing with a Seance Sammy or Seance Sally, including but not limited to burns, broken heart, measles, anal leakage, nightmares, and more. To claim your Seance Sammy coupon, call 1-800-POSSESSED. Again, that number is 1-800-POSSESSED.
Hey, everybody. It seems like we're having a bit of trouble tonight. The weather here in the panhandle of Florida is really bad. It's really not good. Sarah, what's your weather like over there?
Well, it's clear right now. I haven't seen any rain or anything, but I can feel it coming. Yeah.
Yeah. It's hitting us pretty bad, and it's hitting the producer's area, Stan. It's hitting his area because he's just shortly north of me by under an hour. I think we're like 30, 45 minutes away from each other. So we hear that we're going to have technical difficulties with the airwave for the rest of the evening. So guys, we've talked about it, and I think that we've decided that what we're going to do is that we're going to put off this particular subject, and we're going to wait until next week, where we have Blaine Rohan is going to be joining us next week, and he is, from what I understand, very knowledgeable in the subject, which is black-eyed children. So this is going to be even interesting by having Blaine on next week with his input in on it. So
we've asked great.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? I'm really excited about that. And So what we're going to do is that we are going to replay our show with Leetriana Terry Brown, who is absolutely phenomenal. And we're going to go on ahead and replay that show tonight because it will permit us to replay a show, but it's going to keep cutting us out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of us trying to do this show tonight. So what do you think of that, Sarah?
I think it sounds like a perfect plan. It's fine with me.
Yeah, I think so too. So everybody, we're going to cut this short and we're going to be turning it over to our producer, Sam, who's going to be re-queuing up the show with Leetriana Terry Brown and Sarah and I. And if you haven't watched it yet, it really is phenomenal. It is a really phenomenal show. And I'm so sorry to have to cut it off short, but we'll see you guys next week at 7 o'clock. And but be ready. It'll be a really good show next week.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, guys. So here we go, turning it over to Stan. Y'all take care, and we'll talk to you next week.